PR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Students who are currently learning in person at Aurora Public Schools will transition to remote learning after Thanksgiving. That includes students with special needs, preschool, and kindergarten. The school district will continue to provide meals for families at 47 drive-through locations. Aurora spans Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties, which are seeing rises in COVID cases. El Paso County has joined more than a dozen others in suspending jury trials for the time being because of COVID risks. That includes the El Paso County Jail, which has confirmed roughly 1,000 positive cases among inmates and staff in the past 2 weeks. Pharmacists will be able to prescribe their preventive HIV drugs PrEP and PEP starting Saturday, making Colorado one of the first states to do so. Emily Zadvordany heads the Colorado Pharmacists Society. She says the change will make the treatments available to more patients.
The high-risk individuals that could be using this type of therapy may not be the same people that are regularly plugged into healthcare overall. We're still available for those. They don't have to try and find a provider and establish care and all of that while they're trying to get the therapy.
Previously, the drugs were available only with a prescription from a primary care provider. And the Longmont City Council has approved a ban on parking RVs, camper trailers, and other types of mobile homes on city streets starting next year. 35 in Denver, 28 in Vail. This is CPR News.